Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In cities across France today, crowds are gathering in support of the satirical magazine called Charlie Hebdo, where 12 journalists, staff, and policemen were killed today in an attack by 3 masked gunmen. People on a rooftop nearby recorded parts of the assault, during which the gunmen moved deliberately and calmly, shouting "God is great" in Arabic. The magazine Charlie Hebdo has been the target of Muslim outrage for several years for publishing cartoons that lampoon the Prophet Muhammad. Joining us now is Gregory Viscusi of Bloomberg News. Gregory, can you tell us the latest there now?
Well, the latest is that these 3 men are on the run. They were last seen. They took off in a car after engaging a police patrol and killing another policeman outside of the building. They then took off towards the northeast edge of Paris. They seem to have crashed their first car at a right near the edge of Paris. They then got into a stolen Renault Clio, and that's the last they were seen. So apparently there's 1,000 police that are mobilized. They're searching a wide area of the suburbs northeast of Paris, but the men are still on the run.
Do they have any evidence at all to go on in terms of who the suspects are?
Well, they may, and if they do, they're not talking. The Paris prosecutor gave a press conference in which he just gave some terse details of how the killings took place and then refused to take any questions afterwards. But one of the problems has been, and this is not the first sort of attack we've had like this. I mean, there was the killing at the Jewish Museum in Brussels a few months ago. And the thing is that it's no longer appears to be groups like Al-Qaeda in the past, you know, groups that had communication networks that sent emails, that had money transfers, and then the French intelligence service has been very good at tracking that, which is one reason why France has been relatively spared any terrorist attacks in recent decades. But the presumption is that these are maybe just 3 guys working on their own. So I'm sure the police have got some details, but probably less than they might have had in a similar sort of attack in decades past.
By the way, we are hearing that 12 people have died. There are some who are critically wounded. Was there anybody who was untouched at all who's able to talk to police?
Yeah, there were some people within the building who did survive the attack and who are being questioned by the police. They were quite, I don't know, I can't give you an exact number of how many people were at the magazine at the time, but the killers made sure to be there during a weekly editorial meeting, so there were many more people than there would have been ordinarily. There are some that survived.
Could you remind us of why this satirical magazine, Charlie Hebdo, is such a target?
It's such a target because, I mean, it is a particularly provocative and some might even say offensive magazine. I mean, there's certainly really nothing like it in the U.S. A lot of their cartoons are not in the best of taste, you know, often quite scatological and other things. And then they spare no one. I mean, they mock everyone in every direction. And they've been the subject of all sorts of lawsuits in the past by all different groups. I mean, they're best known, though, because they did publish some mocking cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in 2011, and a firebomb was thrown in their offices. No one was hurt in that attack, but since then there has been police protection outside their office on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah, we understand that the editor who may have been killed in this incident, we don't have confirmation on that yet, had a bodyguard. Did others that you know of?
He did. No, that's incorrect. He was always accompanied by a policeman, and the policeman who was accompanying today was killed.
This happens as France's Muslim population, which is the largest in all of Europe, feels increasingly under siege. The French government has imposed a certain kind of secularism through its laws. Can you tell us more about that and also more about the reaction of the population there today?
Well, I mean, it's a very broad population, the Muslim population of France. I mean, no one did statistics on sort of official statistics on race and religion are illegal in France. So it's not a question that's asked in the census, but it's presumed there are about 5 million, but of all different types. And you often hear about France's Muslims being, you know, discriminated against or excluded. But I mean, it's not quite so black and white. There's also an extremely large, very well integrated middle class of immigrants from North Africa. So it's a pretty broad broad, it's a pretty broad group of people you're talking about there. I mean, on the fringe, on the religious fringe, yes, there has been some friction because of questions about whether or not girls can wear headscarves to school, about various other aspects of public religion. I mean, covering your face is illegal in France. That was something that only a few hundred women ever did in France. So when the law was passed, it sort of, a lot of people questioned, like, was it really necessary to impose this law since it involves so many people? But yes, on the fringe, there has been a lot of friction about France's secularism.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Gregory Viscusi of Bloomberg News speaking to us from Paris. Thank you, Gregory.